Okay.
Our guest at the cafe this morning is Carol Taylor, and Carol, of course, is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
So Carol has written, now normally Carol writes about Hunt County in Northeast Texas, but not necessarily. And she has written a little piece here on a place called Horsehead Crossing, and I guess more or less it still exists,
yes.
Carol, although it certainly doesn't have the importance that it once had.
Yes, and in fact, it starts out with some young men who, this is in 1850. Mm-hmm. 1849 was gold rush. It took into 1850 for men to get out there. And those men had to have something to eat. So very enterprising cattlemen here decided to buy up all the livestock they could get and take it out to California. But the first big problem was how to get across that kind of semi-desert that's out around Big Springs and Odessa and into New Mexico.
Yeah.
They drove those cattle 79 miles to a place on the Pecos River. And once they got there, they were amazed to find all of these horse skulls up in the mesquite trees. You know who Rip Ford was?
I do. I was going to bring this up that I saw his name, and Rip Ford was, he was a lot of things, but he was best known as one of the early Texas Rangers.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And he was, he explained these horse heads on these mesquite trees that because the Indians, would be they Comanche or Kiowa, had raced those horses, pushed them so fast that when they got to this crossing, which was just a mud hole, but they could, it was water for the animals.
As I read your article that you've written, and also as I read what has been published on this by the Texas State Historical Association, some of the great names of Texas history, the cattle drives, Chisholm, Goodnight, Loving, they all show up in the story here.
Right. And they crossed there at the Pecos, they crossed the Pecos River there. And then they turn and go, well, if they're going to California, they stay on the pretty much westward travel. But by later in the 1850s, they, like you said, they're beginning to move north up into northern Colorado, northern New Mexico, Colorado, where they are raising cattle and horses. So the trail going west to California was the old Butterfield Trail, Overland Trail.
By which they delivered mail.
And people.
Okay, good. Yeah, right.
And in fact, the Overland Mail Company built a station there, and they could change horses on them. Also, they discovered, white men discovered, that there were good ranching lands over in what is today New Mexico. And so people like Charles Goodnight, Oliver Loving, etc., went west, and then once they crossed the Pecos River, they angled back north and kind of went between the Rio Grande and the Pecos.
You mentioned also at the very beginning of your article, I guess is the way you picked up on this, that one of the early Greenville attorneys, Alfred Thomas Howell, wrote about this in a letter that you came across?
Yes, yes. And his letters were wonderful. He tells you great descriptions of what was going on here in this part of Texas. This was a big way to travel, not only to California, but also they used it to go into up to northern New Mexico, into the Front Range of Colorado, and all the way up into Montana.
And there were just very few other ways of crossing and places where you could cross the Pecos River. It just, again, points up how much we take for granted today, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's Horsehead Crossing. It's near the town of Girvin out in far west Texas. And
they had an event recently and reenacted the crossing of the river and everything.
Yeah.
The river must be awful. It says, I said something that they were, that the whole Pecos River has these banks that you can just slide down.
Right, which is why this particular crossing was so important. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the, actually over Zoom today.
Yes.
All right, thanks. And it's Carol Taylor. Carol is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.